Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The State Fair opens this Thursday in Louisville, and the new State Fair app, available at respective app stores, has already had thousands of folks sign up.
And with this app, you make your own schedule, it sends you reminders, and of course, we've also got beacon technology so that if you are walking near a tent, don't know what's in that tent, you'll get a notification about come on inside for whatever band that started. So it's kind of a nice reminder of when you're walking around the fair, what's going on.
Amanda Stormont, Vice President of Communications for Kentucky Venues, says along with advances in technology, there are changes in the physical look of things.
This year, we have moved the Midway, renamed it the Thrillville, and it's moved into the front of the fair, literally in front of Freedom Hall. So that large parking lot will be taken over by Thrillville or all the Midway rides and a lot of the attractions.
They planned improvements in traffic flow and parking, particularly for those who order advance tickets.
We've got express lanes that will get people who have purchased in advance their admission and parking tickets. They can use express lanes to get right into the fair. So we really and truly want a new look and new feel, but also we are constantly working on ways to improve the guest experience, and that's what these go to.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
While the State Fair technology has advanced and the look is new, says Amanda Stormont, some traditions stay the same.
From the animals to the exhibits to the quilts to the entertainers on stage to the free concerts.
New this year is a mobile seafood vendor with a wide assortment, including alligator and frog's legs. There's an attraction called Cheesy Does It.
Fried mac and cheese balls and fried bacon mac and cheese balls. So we've got a whole lot of really healthy fried foods.
Also, the new Tot Spot with tater tots with special toppings like pulled pork, buffalo tots, and just for our fair, the hot brown tot. And between now and Wednesday night, you can pre-order tickets for about half off.
You can go to Kroger and purchase those tickets, or you can go to the app, or you can go to the website, kystatefair.org, and purchase advance tickets.
The Kentucky State Fair, opening this Thursday, running through August 27th. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.